Thanks for the introduction. So this study is actually part of my master's thesis. So freezing injury is a significant issue for some cool season grasses in the northern climates. Here I have two pictures. The pictures on the left shows a winter kill in a forage scenario mixed in of alfalfa and orchard grasses, and the right picture shows winter kills on a mixed stand of annual bluegrass and creeping bluegrass on golf course fairways. Those injuries will induce huge economic losses, as well as increased needs for pesticide and fertilizers for input for re-establishment. So although there are many factors associated with different injuries, the ability of plants to survive freezing stress is one of the major components of winter hardiness. Plants could improve their freezing tolerance by going through a process called cold acclimation. So usually plants will initiate cold acclimation in the fall in response to a decreased temperature and photo period, and then reaches maximum freezing tolerance in December and January. However, even plants have a good acclimation in the fall, sometimes the damage may still occur, which may be induced by different factors, such as the temperature drops below the threshold freezing tolerance capacity, or there's midwinter temperature fluctuations and freeze-thaw cycles, which could possibly induce a process called deacclimation. During deacclimation, plants will start to take up water and try to grow. As the freezing temperature returns, it will kill the plants. So based on our field observations, deacclimation resistance may be an important factor for overwintering survival of the grasses. So this picture was taken in midwinter, and the temperature increased to 60 degrees with a lot of rain, and the following week the temperature drops below freezing. So you can see here one of the grass species, which is a creeping bent grass, it shows 100% survival, while the other plant species, annual bluegrass, shows 100% kill. So based on this observation, we hypothesized that these two species differ in their deacclimation resistance. Therefore, we wanted to use these two grass species to understand the deacclimation resistance. So during cold deacclimation, as temperature increases, plants will sense the changes in temperature, and it will send signals throughout the plant. The signals could be plant hormones, calcium, and reactive oxygen species, and then plants will make coordinate responses from genetic to whole plant levels. And because we want to understand the factors that may account for the differences in deacclimation resistance, so in this study, we'll be focusing on plant hormones. Therefore, the objective of this study is to first of all compare the freezing tolerance of annual bluegrass and creeping bluegrass in response to cold acclimation and deacclimation, and secondly, to analyze changes in hormone concentration as related to the two processes. We select creeping bluegrass, which is a freezing tolerant grass species, and annual bluegrass, which is very freezing sensitive. And the plugs were planted into a container filled with USGA sand, and they were maintained in the greenhouse under optimal conditions, and then moved to the growth chamber. In the growth chamber, we have different temperature treatments, including non-acclimation treatments at 20 degrees for 2 weeks, which is our control, and followed by a 2 degree for 2 weeks and minus 2 degrees for 2 weeks. These two were our cold acclimation treatments. After that, the temperature in the growth chamber was increased to 8 degrees for 1 day and 5 days. This is our deacclimation treatment. At the end of each treatment, a group of plants were harvested to assess the freezing tolerance, hormone concentration, as well as carbon metabolism activities. So the freezing tolerance was determined based on the lethal temperature that induced 50% kill, which is LT50. Basically, plants were harvested into individual tillers, as shown in the left picture, and the tillers were subjected to different freeze tests from minus 6 to minus 18 degrees. After the freeze tests, plants were replanted into the trays, and those trays were moved to the greenhouse to allow for 3-week recovery. After 3 weeks, the whole plant survival rate will be recorded, and the LT50 will be calculated based on fitting the whole plant survival rate to the temperature, as shown in this graph. In addition to freezing tolerance, we also measure for the chemical efficiency, which could indicate the carbon metabolism of activities of the two grass species in response to cold activation and deactivation. We also measure leaf hormone content, including abscisic acid, zeaxanthin, auxin, salicylic acid, and jasmonic acid. The hormone analysis was made with a liquid chromatography combined with electrospray ionization tandem mass spectrometry. Due to the timeline here, I'll only present the abscisic acid, zeaxanthin, and auxin data. Overall, we have two plant species and five temperature exposures, and we have four replications for each treatment combination. All the plants were completely randomized in the growth chamber, and all the data were analyzed with ANOVA, and the means were separated with Fisher's LSD test at 0.05 level. Now I'm going to start presenting the results. I'm going to start with freezing tolerance. So on the x-axis is our different cold activation and deactivation treatments. On the y-axis is the LT50, indicate the freezing tolerance of the plants. The lower the LT50 indicates the higher the freezing tolerance plant has. So in response to cold activation at 2 degrees, the freezing tolerance of both species increased significantly, and creeping bentgrass maintains a significantly higher freezing tolerance compared to any bluegrass. At minus 2 degrees, both species achieve the maximum freezing tolerance. Creeping bentgrass still maintains a higher freezing tolerance compared to any bluegrass. However, in response to deactivation at 8 degrees for one day, the freezing tolerance of both species decreased significantly. As you may see it here, the any bluegrass decreased at a much more rapid rate compared to creeping bentgrass, indicate that this grass species is more sensitive to deactivation compared to creeping bentgrass. As deactivation process, the freezing tolerance of both species keep decreasing, and creeping bentgrass maintains a significantly higher freezing tolerance compared to annual bluegrass. This picture gives us a visualization of how these plants look in response to 8 degrees one day. So you can see here, annual bluegrass is greener and much more hydrated than the creeping bentgrass. Although the data were not shown here, so this picture actually matches our photochemical efficiency data, that the photochemical efficiency of any bluegrass is significantly higher than creeping bentgrass, indicate that the carbon metabolism of any bluegrass is higher than creeping bentgrass at this point. Now I'm going to start present my hormone data. So I would like to mention that the 20 degree, 2 degree, and minus 2 degree treatments, those data were measured following a 2-week exposure to these temperatures. So our data points here may not represent the early changes in response to cold activation. But you can see here, in response to minus 2 degree cold activation, the ABA level in both species increased significantly. There's no significant difference detected between the two species. As we know, abscisic acid is positively correspond to the freezing tolerance of plants. It could help to balance the water potential and help to maintain the steady state of proteins that has properties to help to against the freezing, such as dehydrins, and also help to induce the cold regulatory genes whose product will protect the plants against freezing-induced desiccation. And in response to deactivation at 8 degrees for one day, the ABA level in both species decreased significantly. The creeping bentgrass showed a significantly higher ABA level compared to annual bluegrass. As deactivation processed, the ABA level keeps decreasing, but no difference detected between the two species. The decrease in ABA level during deactivation may initiate the deactivation. So then the plants may start to mobilize the nitrogen metabolites and for growth and metabolism activities. So auxin shows a similar trend as ABA. in response to 2-degree admission, there's no significant changes in the oxygen level in both species. And however, in response to -2-degree admission, oxygen level in both species increased significantly, but no difference detected between the two species. In response to 8-degree for one day, creeping bentgrass maintained a significantly higher oxygen level compared to anurograss. However, as deactivation process, the difference between the oxygen level of both species decreased, and there's no difference detected between the two species. In a recent research published last year, oxygen was found to be able to attribute to the accumulation of prolines and soluble sugars, which was previously tested to be able to attribute to the accumulation of freezing tolerance at low temperature. Also, oxygen may associate with the production of reactive oxygen species, which could help plants survive through the oxidative stress induced by low temperature. So look at the anurograss data point at 8-degree for one day. So the decrease in oxygen level may result in a decreased antioxidant activity as well as decreased soluble sugars, which might be result in the loss of freezing tolerance at this point. The eating level in both species increased slightly in response to cold acclimation. And so we can see a trend of increasing of the eating in response to cold acclimation. This might be a result of the downregulation of the eating degradation enzymes. And also, plants need to maintain sufficient photosynthesis capacity in order for support the growth and the freezing tolerance maintenance. In response to the deactivation treatments, creeping bentgrass showed a significantly higher eating level compared to anurograss. So the higher photosynthesis the eating level here may indicate a higher need for photosynthesis capacity for creeping bentgrass. In summary, creeping bentgrass maintains a higher freezing tolerance than anurograss following cold acclimation and deactivation. Both ABA and oxygen increased during cold acclimation and decreased during deactivation, and creeping bentgrass maintained a higher ABA and oxygen contents. The zeating contents was higher in creeping bentgrass than anurograss during deactivation. So in conclusion, the early changes in hormone contents suggest a role in deactivation sensitivity. So in our future study, we will be interested in looking at the gibberellic acid because this hormone has been previously found to be able to stimulate stem elongation and new tissue growth. So it may play an important role in deactivation resistance. So our goal is to understand whether we could use plant growth regulators to reduce deactivation, because the plant growth regulators hormones such as gibberellic acid, cytokinins were widely used in turf grass management. For future studies, we want to see if we can connect the physiological mechanisms with the practical application strategies. And I would like to thank New England Region Turf Grass Foundation, USGA, and OJ Lohner Research Foundation for providing the funding. And I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. DaCosta, and Dr. Evden for their guidance and support, and my lab members for their help throughout this study. And I would also like to thank our lab collaborators, Dr. Merowitz and Dr. Krishnan in Michigan State University for their technical support. And thank you. I would like to take questions.